Hi, it's Curtis, Melissa and Connor, and welcome to the What's Happening podcast.
Why not catch up with what's happening over a barista bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra.
Barista bar, coffee as it should be.
So welcome along to season 3, episode 18 of the What's Happening podcast. Guys, how are you?
All good, mates?
Not too bad.
Good, glad to hear it. This week's episode, I'm really looking forward to. I've been looking forward to it all week because we're basically just having a big rant today, aren't we?
Yeah, I've been really looking forward
been excited.
To this.
It's so funny because we all came up with this episode idea separately. Like, yeah. I said, I've got something I need to talk about. Like, I need to discuss this. I need to know if other people feel this way. Like, it's such an irrational thing to be annoyed about.
Yeah.
But do people feel this way? And you were like, Curtis and I, Connor and I said we're going to do that episode.
We
next
had this
week.
Conversation last week, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
So we've got our own things. We're talking about like silly, little, stupid things that you shouldn't get annoyed about, but you do.
Yeah.
Like inevitably, it just gets you so wound up. So we're talking about that, but we're not just going to talk about our own. We went on to the What's Happening Instagram and we asked you yours as well. So we're going to get the best ones on. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a big rant. I feel like after the year we've had, it's something we all need, isn't it?
Yeah.
We just need to vent, and that's what this is going to be. So we're going to do that very soon. Connor, you're on quiz this week, aren't you?
I am, and I'm going to put this out there. I'm quite pleased with my quiz this week.
Okay. Do you know what? Generally, 9 times out of 10, when you say you're happy with your quiz, it turns out to be a good one. So
yeah.
Looking forward to that. You've got our listener of the week, have you?
I do indeed. This week's listener of the week is Emer Deegan.
Emer.
Big ups, Emer. Thank you so much for following us.
That was the criteria for listener of the week this week. Okay. Obviously our pleads for
are not working
reviews and stuff last week offering people a chance to be listener of the season and stuff, that didn't work, so we're gonna have to double up on that later. Anyway, right, let's see what's been happening this week. Who's had a big week? Connor, have you anything exciting to exciting to share with the group?
We're leaving that in.
Do I need to bleep that?
No.
I won't need to bleep that? No, okay.
I've had an okay week.
You're eating.
So
you can't hear it.
You can hear everything in this. I can hear the air conditioner.
I didn't realize. I just turned around. I was like, do I need to bleep that? And looked around. Melissa's got her mouth all going, That's right, by the way. Melissa slept in.
Yes.
She was late.
I didn't know if we were going to talk about that. I was going to ask you, like, how's your Apple Watch? Because
didn't wake you up.
Clearly didn't vibrate my arm.
You up, and you also have not been replying to us, even though you're getting the messages.
They're not coming through on my watch.
Lies. Lies.
Do you know what else didn't even happen? Went back to the gym. I thought the Apple Watch recorded your workout automatically.
Uh-huh.
I was so buzzing to see what calories I burned and everything. Looked at my watch after and I was like, is that all I burned? And Scott was like, you didn't turn it on. And I was like, what do you mean? You're supposed to start a workout. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Wow. You're talking about closing the rings and all?
Yeah.
Like that's
I
like
didn't close the rings and I went to the gym. I closed the rings from walking around my house. So there's something wrong.
Is that like a goal? So closing the rings, is that like achieving a target?
Yes.
Is there a sleep one? Because you're definitely going to hit that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not actually. I only got 4 hours and then I went back to bed at 6 and I got 3 more hours.
Fair enough. You deserve it.
Yeah.
You work hard.
Yeah.
You do. Anyway, let's let Melissa finish her breakfast there and Connor can tell us what he's done this week.
So I went for a coffee with a mate of mine. We went to the Lisburn Road. Had planned to go to Cafe Mods. Just sort of like...
Love Mods.
Yeah, mix
love
in.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. It was packed. And
always.
The guys was like, are you going to be sitting in or eating out? And we said, sit in if we can. 30-minute wait. And I was like, nope, not happening.
Do they now direct you to a seat? Because they never used to. And it was always busy and it was kind of like whenever they asked you if you were sitting in or staying, they were kind of...
Your thumbs.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
It was kind of like you walked in and went, I'd like to sit in. They were probably kind of like, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, go find a seat.
Everybody just stares at you as well.
Yeah.
And people are like scraping the last of the sauce off their plate
just
to try
keep the seat.
Yeah. Keep the seat. And it's like, get up. So as soon as I was finished...
the plates like...
I would always feel so guilty and be like, right, we have to get up. We have to leave right now. Which isn't the nicest eating experience because you do want to sit down and enjoy it. But... if you're a fast eater, you're in there for 5 minutes and then you got to go.
So we didn't go to Cafe Mods. We walked a few shops down and went to Cookie Box.
Oh,
yum.
I forgot about it. It's good.
Lads.
Their milkshakes are incredible.
So I didn't get a milkshake. I got like a lemon tea, which was quite
nice.
They didn't have decaf and I was like, this was at 8 o'clock and I was like, I'm not getting a latte because I had originally ordered a latte and Liam, who I was with, was like, do you want decaf? And I was like, yeah, good shot actually. But they didn't have decaf, so I got like a lemon tea.
Have you seen Starbucks are now doing lemon iced tea?
No. Tried
to order it 3 times, it's never available. So annoying.
Okay. Do you think they do these things just to say that they're doing them and they're not like doing a lemon tea, they're just trying to get people in to get one, and then whenever you're there, you're kind of like, oh, well, I'm already here.
I used to love, Costa used to do peach iced tea.
Oh, it was amazing,
wasn't
it?
It was incredible. I haven't been able to get it for years, but then Starbucks brought out, I forget what the other one's called. It's the one I ended up getting because it's the only one they had. They brought out peach iced tea and lemon iced tea, and then they have had hibiscus on the menu for ages.
What is that?
It's not even that nice. I really wanted to try the lemon, but can't.
So, cookie box, got a cookie, obviously.
Yum.
And it was so good. There was like bits of galaxy caramel, like inside the cookie.
Soft.
It was, it was great. What's the England and Scotland match on Friday?
What a waste of time. Yeah, I did the same thing. Like I said this to Melissa at the weekend. I planned my whole day around that, you know, so that I had everything done in time to sit down and watch that game, and it was crap.
Yeah, it wasn't good, was it?
Rubbish game.
Saturday, woke up early, went to the gym, did a bit of shopping, and then went to Lidl. And went to the bakery and got fresh baguettes, made sausage baguettes.
Nice.
So good. Sunday, cleaned my car. And I haven't cleaned my car in a while, so don't bash me because I know he's always
because it
like,
never gets that dirty that you need to clean it.
It's literally spotless.
I know, but you always say this.
It's not like we're lying, though.
No,
it's
but I don't understand people who can drive like a messy, I don't want to say dirty, but like a messy car that's inside.
Shall I tell you, my car is messier than it's been in ages, and it's really, really frustrating me.
Because Scott hasn't cleaned it.
Because, so I used to live at home.
Yeah.
And you got out of the car, and the bin was like right nearby, and you just carried everything in.
Uh-huh.
Also, I have to say, everything that's irritating me about the mess in my car right now, Scott put there. There's an empty water bottle.
Ooh.
There's a banana peel
there's
from yesterday.
There's a pan in the car too that he hasn't cleaned.
You should do that. You should just like take the dirty pan and leave it sitting
it
in his passenger
car.
Seat. Yeah.
Honestly, and it annoys me so much, but I need to, I was going to say to him actually, can you just bring down a bin bag? I want to put this stuff. My car was always messy, but it was never dirty.
Yeah.
Like there's a difference. There was just like my stuff, like don't get me wrong, so many clothes. It's not that anymore. There's actually rubbish, and I never left rubbish in my car, so I'm frustrated.
Because I remember you, I think you told me before that you've got like heels and stuff.
Yeah,
in
well,
car.
That was
like
pre-pandemic.
Outfits.
So like I would have heels, I would have trainers, and I would have like an in-between kind of option.
Yeah.
Because pre-pandemic, we could be called to go to an event like right away. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you put a heel on, you're dressed up.
Yeah.
Even with whatever outfit you're wearing. Vice versa, if you don't want to be too dressed up and you want to dress back down.
Yeah, feel so to prepare, prepare to feel. Yeah.
I had so many options. I have an emergency makeup bag in the boot. Still have that there. But like, there's rubbish in my car now. I'm annoyed.
Do you know what? You probably should have saved that for the episode a bit later on, because that's a genuine frustration of mine. Like if I'm ever, say, it's probably more pre-pandemic as well, but if I was taking Ashley out, you know, like she was going on a night out with her friends or something, she would ask me to drive her. She would always have a wee drink in the car, like a bottle of cider or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she finished, she would just like, whenever I dropped her off, she would leave that empty bottle on the floor, rolling about. And I'm kind of like, take that with you and put it in a bin. I can't, there's no bin. Take it with you. And then it's just rolling about the floor until you get home.
Yeah.
There's nothing that annoys me more than a bottle rolling about the floor of your car.
Yeah, so cleaned the car on Sunday, and Liv got like new air fresheners for the car.
Love.
Yeah.
Connor's not
so
nice.
So she got vanilla.
Oh, I don't like vanilla.
Can be quite overpowering,
too
can't
sweet,
it?
Sickening.
I'm convinced it smells like Sambuca.
No.
It's disgusting. So
aniseed.
That's what
Sambuca is. It's like that.
I said aniseed.
No.
Aniseed.
Like the blackjack sweets.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that, isn't it? Do you know, when it comes to car air fresheners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Tesco. Tesco's own coconut.
Right.
Oh, really?
Incredible. It's like a sweet coconut scent.
I must get that for my mum. Coconut's
amazing.
Her favourite. Yeah. I'm not. I like coconut, but I'm not obsessed. I just like the black ice. I just get black ice every single time.
Is that the wee trees?
Yeah.
Oh, I love those. I can't get those.
It just smells like men's aftershave. Well, like not men's aftershave, but maybe like a men's Lynx deodorant or something.
Yeah.
In fact, Lynx do ones
do
as
they?
Well. Yeah, they do that.
Car air fresheners.
South Africa, yeah. And they do cool... Nearly said cool runnings, but that's not right.
Yeah.
Lynx Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ultimate Christmas present.
Yeah. And then I started watching the Jeremy Clarkson Farm Show.
I really want to watch that. Is it good?
It's incredible. It's one of the best things I've watched in a long time.
I've heard the farmer that he does it with is just hilarious.
Caleb, yeah. Oh, my God.
Farmer Caleb.
I know me and Melissa have said to you before, watch it, mate.
No, I will.
You will love it.
I really, really want to watch it. Like, I'm a big fan of like the Grand Tour and stuff like that. So I really, really do want to watch it.
It's very, very good. And yeah, guys, that's been my week. Who's up next?
I'll go next, and we can save Melissa for last. I haven't had a very exciting week, which is it's becoming something I've said every
bit of a trend now,
haven't occurred this now. So what I did do this week is I'm continuing my boxing lessons. I told Melissa about this at the weekend. So continuing my boxing lessons and stuff like that every Saturday morning. It's good fun, and then it was a really good day on Saturday. So the gym I was there with my instructor, and we did a couple of rounds on the pads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, right, do you want to go outside? And I thought he meant outside for a break, so I was like, yeah, no problem, grab my bottle of water, put the gloves down and all. And he's like, no, bring them with you. So I did. So I thought, okay, it's a nice day, we're going to hit the pads outside. And then he put a pair of gloves on.
Yeah.
And it turned out we were going outside the box, like to have a fight. It's sparring, it is.
Yeah.
So
Curtis has got two black eyes and a missing tooth today.
So obviously it was more just kind of like practicing the movement of actually trying to hit someone and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it gives me an appreciation for what Melissa's boyfriend actually does, like, for a sport, because it's one thing standing in a gym, hitting the pads, throwing combinations together and getting a sweat on.
Yeah.
But whenever you're doing that and having to think about these other things while somebody's trying to hit you back, different ballgame.
Yeah.
Different ballgame.
I've watched Scott spar before. Obviously, he's very good. And I've watched him spar his mate, who, one of Scott's best friends, only started MMA, it must be 2 years ago now. And obviously, he wasn't good when he started, and the improvement in him, he's brilliant now. Like, obviously he's gonna fight amateur now, but there's a level below amateur. I forget what it's called.
Beginner.
No, it's got a name.
But it is beginner. It's
essentially beginner. But he's already at amateur. Like,
is
he's
it
already come up. No, he's already come up like that much. And but I watched videos of Scott fighting him, and it's like he's just like this the whole time. I'm demonstrating, like, hands up, because the punches just keep coming.
Yeah.
They just keep coming, and it's a completely different thing when you have to defend what somebody else is doing while thinking about your own.
Well, that was the main thing.
Combinations.
Like, so the first couple of weeks, obviously, I was just like kind of standing in the one point, like in a stance, throwing punches at the bags, and then all of a sudden the movement came into it. So you're like moving around the ring, like, you know, attacking, defending, like pulling back and stuff like that. And at that point, my mind was going, you cannot do this, because I was exhausted from just moving around and trying to throw punches.
Yeah.
But to have somebody then do the same thing back to you, it's like, I was gassed after like two, probably even 1.5 rounds.
Yeah.
Like, it's 3 minutes of moving around.
I couldn't do a round. I, like, Scott just goes like this to me, like he comes in on my ears, and I'm like, stop!
It's a lot to think about. So there is, I did that this week. The other thing of note that happened this week was I got a package that arrived at the door yesterday. Something I forgot all about. So this Amazon package came, and I kind of did, you've probably done this thing before, we go, what the hell have I ordered now? And it was a box of glow sticks.
Oh, I know what this is.
What is it for?
I forgot all about it. So we talked about this on the weekend breakfast show. The TikTok trend. Where you sellotape glow sticks to yourself and turn the light off and dance.
I've not seen this.
Have you not?
No. What?
So basically what you do is you stand in a light room and you do like a circle of glow sticks around your face, and then a line down the middle,
like
glow sticks down your
stick
leg.
Man.
Make yourself a stick man. You turn the lights off and you dance.
It's so very funny.
For some reason we said I would do this, and then I forgot. This is the problem with being up that early in the morning doing a radio show.
Yeah.
I just went, I'm going to order glow sticks now, and did. And that's the problem with Amazon as well, because there's a buy now. You don't even need to put in your details.
Yeah.
You just swipe across. And I ordered these glow sticks, forgot all about them, and they've arrived yesterday. And Ashley's like, why have you bought 100 glow sticks? So
that's a secret I'll never tell.
No, so we might. She's absolutely mortified at the fact that I might actually do this, the prospect that I might
sell it. Mate, I'm all for it,
Should we do it, Connor?
Yeah,
we
I'll
could
do
it ourselves.
Yeah.
Could that? We could do that for the Instagram page, couldn't we? Because I don't think I want to do it alone. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm happy to make an idiot out of myself.
So there was that. And that was pretty much my week. I haven't had anything else too exciting to happen. What about you, Melissa?
To be honest, I haven't had the most exciting week either. I got a facial. That was absolutely incredible. And it was considered work, which was even better. However, contrary to how I've acted today, I turned up 1.5 hours early.
Oh, that's right.
I was so annoyed because it was 1/2 hour away and I had so much to do that day. But because it was 1/2 hour away, if I'd driven back another 1/2 hour, I'd only have had 30 minutes at home to then drive back again.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
I couldn't have got what I needed to do in 30 minutes done. That is not a good English sentence, but you know what I mean? I couldn't have got my stuff done in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to have to stay here. Just walked about this little village. Scott came out to meet me though, which was very sweet. And we did go into the bakery.
So yeah, we should point out this is Moira, which is a very nice wee village. Yeah.
Yes, it's where my dentist is as well. I'm going today to the dentist. I've got I'm getting my last 4 retainers for my Invisalign or my aligner, sorry, they're called. And I love Moira, but I took a walk around the little village. Not big enough to walk around for 1.5 hours,
might I add.
You know, I spent a lot of the time sitting in the car as well. And I went to go into the little bakery, but there was a big queue and they only allow one person in at a time.
Oh, so you just sniffed it, didn't you?
I literally just sniffed it on the way back.
Sniffed the bakery,
delicious. So I had that and that was lovely and my skin felt amazing. And then to be honest, what else did I do?
What did you do for the 1/2 hour you had? I went and sniffed the bakery.
I did. And then at the weekend, we got a Nando's takeaway. Friday was the sunniest, most gorgeous day ever.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, wouldn't it be so nice to go out for dinner and drinks? But it was a Friday evening, so guess what wasn't available to book? Any table in Belfast.
Yeah.
Literally, like you need to book weeks and weeks in advance. So we were like, let's just get takeaway. But then I didn't really fancy it. Because when it's really warm, who wants a Chinese or pizza? Like something really filling. So I was like, let's get Nando's. Because you can make that as light or as heavy as you want.
Yeah.
So we got Nando's. And we went to Tesco and we just had a couple of drinks on the balcony. And when I say a couple, I mean I had one Copperberg. And it took me 4 hours to drink it. Because I'm the worst drinker in the world. Scott was like, we were going to bed at 11. And he was like, you started drinking that at 7. I'm not joking. There was still some left in my glass.
Oh my God.
Shots of water in between.
Yeah. So bad. And then on Saturday, Scott's family finally came up to visit, which was so nice. He has his little niece. Look at this picture. Look at this picture. Look at her.
Oh.
That's very cute.
She's so cute. So we just kind of walked around town all day. I got loads of steps in, which was absolutely buzzing about on my Apple Watch. I even closed my rings on Saturday. That's what I'm saying. I closed my rings when I walked around town, but didn't close my rings when I went to the gym.
How long are you supposed to walk? Like miles, kilometers?
You would need it to close your rings. You need to do over 10,000 steps. I think I did 12,500. So that closed. But you set your ring target goals.
Okay.
So like mine are like probably not even that high. But anyway, still can't close them. So Sunday back in here, and then I can't really remember what I did that day.
10,000 steps is 5 miles.
Is it?
That's decent, yeah.
I just Googled it.
Are you supposed to do that every single day?
Yeah.
For the rest of your life?
I
God,
walk
that's a
around
grim
the,
prospect, like, isn't it?
Curtis,
like,
don't I walk around the studio?
She does. It's the most frustrating thing. Because
you said it didn't annoy you.
You'll be sitting there. So we kind of like swap who does like the buttons. So I do it on a Saturday and Melissa does it on a Sunday. Now, whenever Melissa's doing the buttons on a Sunday, I generally sit there all morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll put my feet up and all, and that's grand. Whenever I'm doing the buttons on a Saturday and trying to, like, pull the show together, you know, like you pull the music together and stuff like that, she's doing laps of the studio and like
making
it's usually
use of my time,
really high energy a lot of the time too, like you're usually walking around singing and you like you're buzzing whenever you're up walking about.
Yeah, and what it's
a problem. There's nothing wrong. I'm just saying whenever I'm doing the buttons, that's what you do, but whenever
when
you're doing
I do
the buttons
Curtis leaves the studio to go for a walk outside.
Why?
When the weather's good.
Yeah,
there's nothing
he
I love more.
Me.
Right?
At least I keep him company. Yeah.
There's nothing I love more than.
So Connor, whose side are you on?
I am in the studio less than you, to be fair. Like the only bits I'm in the studio is when we're speaking, when we're on air, and then I'll get up and leave again.
Yeah.
But no, like there's nothing I love more than if you think 8 o'clock in the morning, sunshine and a good day when it's warm.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing nicer than that. It's like when you're on holiday and you take that first step outside and it's just nice and warm. It's not like. Yeah.
I never
roasting.
Get to experience it because I have to stay in and look after the show.
Do it on a Saturday.
Professional.
Do you know what I mean?
I just know I'm being put under pressure here.
Yeah, pick a side, Connor.
Pick a side. No, so then on Sunday, we actually went into town. Scott, finally got a UK number. Honest to goodness, he has been setting up so many things, right? And he keeps using my number. So annoying because...
You mean like a phone number, yeah?
You're getting messages and emails, are you?
They definitely leak your number. I don't 100%. Care what anybody says. The amount of calls I have gotten from random companies wanting to sell me things, wanting me to answer questionnaires, since he put my number into two different things, it's ludicrous. It is ridiculous.
It's something to do, like, I don't know if it still happens with GDPR, but I think companies keep your information for whatever length of period, say it's like a year, and then they can sell it on to other companies.
It's a joke. Yeah. Well, they sell it within the first day, I'm telling you. I get so... It's definitely not a coincidence. I haven't got those calls in years because I don't put my number anywhere.
Yeah.
But he's been putting it places because he didn't have his own, and nobody can call his... Like, the Irish number doesn't connect sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
So he finally got a new phone. So we actually ended up sitting in O2 for ages because you have to go down and make an appointment and then
they text
you and you have to come back. But the boy was really, really nice and we got sorted. So that was fun. And then we just kind of walked around town again and went home. And yesterday was Monday and I spent all day thinking it was Tuesday.
Was there a reason for that?
No, but that never happened to me. And it makes me sad because... You think you're so much further into the week than you are. You know?
I do hate it when that happens.
But it was. I mean, here's my excuse. It was the longest day of the year.
Was it?
Yes, yesterday
summer solstice,
was the...
which makes me very, very, very sad because now the days are on the turn.
They're getting shorter. So they are. The next big event is the shortest day of the year. Here, see, just on that subject, right, of like selling your information and stuff like that, the photo that I sent to you guys in the group chat this week about
conspiracy.
Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So Ashley has a Disney Plus account, right? She's got it up. She pays for it and stuff like that. And I said to her, I want my own account in that. She's like, why? And I was like, because I want to watch like Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Yeah.
It's the only things I would really watch on it. And then I get this advert on Facebook that says, Disney Plus, sign up now. Family Guy with a big tick beside it and Simpsons with a big tick beside it. And I was kind of like, no, here, come on. Like, that's strange.
Yeah, like I seen something on TikTok the other week because TikTok's where you get your information from now. That your phone, a girl had like an infrared camera and she focused the camera on her boyfriend that was looking at his phone. And apparently your phone takes 4 photos of you a minute.
Yeah, that is crazy. Not a big fan of that. Here, see, do you remember this week you had said to me in the group chat as well about trying to find something out in TikTok?
Yes.
Because you two obviously watch TikTok a lot. Yeah. I don't watch that much and yous are up to date with all these videos and stuff. I did learn something. I think I already told you this one at the weekend. So do you want to know what I've learned on TikTok?
Go on.
Go for it.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, it is
actually butter.
Really?
Do you want to hear?
Go.
Right, here's why I can't believe it's not butter is butter. Right. So it's called I can't believe it's not butter. If you take the first letter of each word before butter, I-C-B-I-N. Yeah, so that...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No,
but you don't take the butter. You don't take the butter, right? So what you get is Ich bin Butter.
Right.
Okay, and if you translate that to German, it means I am butter.
Okay.
They've been pulling the wool over our eyes.
The whole time. Yeah. They've been telling us not butter when it is. Literally in German, it's I am butter.
It's a massive conspiracy.
Massive conspiracy.
Speaking of butter, a bit controversial...
be controversial about butter.
BTS's new song, Butter.
Butter or Dynamite? Dynamite's so much
100%.
Better.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I said to Curtis, I was like, I don't like this song. It doesn't pack the punch that Dynamite did.
A load of people have been like, oh, Butter's better than Dynamite.
No,
what?
It's not having it. No, Dynamite
was. It's not even a grower. It doesn't have any kind of catchiness to it.
Do you know what would make it so much better if they had like a real Yorkshire twang on the butter? So like butter.
Butter. Louis Tomlinson could do that, couldn't he? Yeah. Butter. Right, that's your week wrapped up, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Well, we'll do the quiz.
Let's do it.
Hey, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo, and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar, coffee as it should be.
Stays on.
Excited to hear this week's quiz.
So this week's quiz is called Initial Reaction.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a set of initials. You just have to tell me the name of a famous person with the same initials.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And to make it more interesting, the person needs to be like alive. So like you can't go back too far. So they need to be alive.
Okay.
And you just can't throw out like a blogger's name. You need to say their name and explain who the person is.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
What if it's like Taylor Swift? Do we need to explain who that is?
No, well, we know who Taylor
Swift I'm not gonna be good at this.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So there's, I think I did 11.
Oh, Connor. Okay.
We don't need to do all 11, but like they're there. Okay, so the first one. Initials are A-P.
A-P?
Yeah.
Curtis?
Yeah.
Andy Parsons, who I think is a comedian who was on... Have I Got News For You?
Yeah, Andy Parsons, comedian. Yeah, I know who that guy is.
Can I ask you?
Is that right? That's right.
Who I was thinking of?
Yeah.
There's like Alan Pardew, the football manager.
Alan Partridge.
Alan Partridge!
He's a character, character. Yeah. Does Andy Parsons count? Do I get that point?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I've got him on the screen here just in case you
can't
believe me. Mock the Week he was on, which was a great show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 1-0 to Curtis. RW.
Melissa! Robin Williams.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, well done. Okay, 1-0.
I don't have to explain who that is. Okay.
Okay, next one. BG.
BG. BG.
Melissa. Bob Geldof.
Oh, shut
Good
up.
Good lad.
Bob Geldof.
Yeah.
So if you know who Bob Geldof is.
You know.
I was just thinking, BG, we were speaking about him before Melissa came in. Football, Scotland, Chelsea.
Oh, Gilmore?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't know who that is.
Okay, 2-1 to Melissa. Next one, MC.
Melissa.
Oh, Curtis.
Melanie C from the Spice Girls.
Shut up.
There's no way that's not right.
I was going to say Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you get that. Yeah, Mel C, you can't really.
It's 100%.
Okay, 3-1 to Melissa. Next, S-H.
Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Harding.
I was going to say Sarah Harding
from
Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. So 3-2 to Melissa. N-S.
N-S. N-S. Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I've got this name in my head, right?
Yeah.
Can I Google it to see if it is a real person? Or do you want me to say the name first?
Say the name first.
For some reason, the name I have in my head is Nathan Sykes.
Yeah, that's a singer.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
I know the name.
It is.
Like, I've heard it, but I don't know who the hell it is. Nathan Sykes, English songwriter.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it? What's he been
on? He was in The Wanted.
Yes.
Does that count?
Yeah. I was thinking, like, Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh! I just couldn't think.
This guy Nathan Sykes, I've never heard of. I don't know where that name has entered my brain.
I think he's done something solo that we've played on Cool FM.
Has he?
I really do.
Nathan Sykes.
Because as soon as you said it, it rang a bell, and I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
He has.
Has he?
We have his song on the playlist.
So singles, he's got "Kiss Me Quick," "Over and Over Again."
"Over and Over Again." I play it on Kill Goes Quiet.
Okay.
Yes, I know that one. Okay.
Okay. Over and over again.
Okay, 3-all. Next one, J. A.
Curtis, Jennifer Aniston.
Good lad.
Big fan over here.
Did I say S H?
Yes, there
are. Yeah.
Okay, I put N S H for you.
Oh.
Who do you know with the initials S H?
Sarah Harding.
No.
Curtis, Sam Hunt.
No.
He's also a singer, isn't he?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Lil Mix?
No.
It's
very close to you.
My sister?
No, Scott Harvey.
Oh yeah. He's not famous.
Yeah, Connor, you did like stipulate that it needs to be a famous person.
Yeah.
For example, Connor's one, if you just went T, it would be close personal friend Tiesto.
No. Okay, next. 4-3 to Curtis. CT.
Melissa. Don't know.
Okay.
I got carried away and I just thought it might come to me.
Okay.
CT?
Oh.
I don't know, CT.
Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think they're that famous. Is there not like a reality TV star called Chloe Ting?
Chloe Ting?
Yeah.
Do you want me to Google that?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but where would I get that name from?
Chloe Ting. There is, yeah. Australian YouTuber.
Happy to give you that point if you want, because I cannot think of anyone else called
CT. Oh my gosh, she's famous for her workouts. She's not a reality TV star.
Okay, okay.
She's massively famous. That's why I know the name. Everybody talks about the Chloe Ting workouts.
I'll give you Chloe Ting then.
Yeah,
I'm happy to give you that one. I was thinking Charlize Theron.
That's a trick one.
Charlize doesn't even feel like it begins with a C, even though it obviously does. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
So, I've lost count.
I think that's four each, yeah. Well, four each.
B.O.
Oh my goodness!
B.O.?
Yeah.
I don't even know a boy's name is that begin with B, or girls.
B.O.
Think about it.
Give us a category that this person that you have in mind might be in.
I'm going to say this and you're going to...
Like, okay.
Okay? Politics.
Mother!
Oh!
Oh, no. That's not right. I was going to say Boris Johnson. That's PJ.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Politics, BO?
Yeah.
BO?
Yeah.
I don't know.
America?
Barack Obama! Oh, my God.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
Boris Johnson with such confidence.
Well, that's what came into my head first, at Boris Johnson, B, and then I was like, no, actually, hang on. Wow, that one got me. Fair play.
Okay, well, I do one more.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the tiebreaker then.
Well, hang on, is it not 5-4 to me?
It is, yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay, 5-4,
sorry. So if I get this one, I win.
Yeah.
If I get this one, it's a tiebreak.
Yeah. LH.
Laura Harding. I don't know if that's a person or not. LH. Give us a category.
No category. No.
I can't believe you're not getting this.
Stop.
I'm not getting it.
Stop.
LH. Male or female?
No.
There's loads.
No.
There's loads.
No.
LH.
Can we call her Laura Hipmore?
Laura Hipmore. That was good.
Take the W off, you know.
LH.
I can't. There's two people that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
But I can't give clues because.
Can you change the initials?
Can I change the initials to someone else?
Like LW.
No, because you just want to go Laura Whitmore. That's not fair.
Okay, I'll go LD.
That has not helped me at all. LD.
It hasn't helped me either.
do you want a clue?
Yeah, give us a clue. For LD?
Yeah. Actor.
Well,
right, so whoever gets this next one wins then.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have one here, but it's for you. And you'll get it straight away.
Rude.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
No, do another one. You can think of someone off the top of your head, surely.
Okay.
IS. Whose name begins with I? IS.
The tension.
Melissa. Yeah. Ian Sterling.
Yes! When you said Laura Whitmore, I was like, when I was put in the spot, that's the only person I could think of.
Well done.
Well done, mate.
Well done, Melissa.
So close.
That was tough. That was a bloody great
that
quiz.
That was really good.
Well done. Right, I'm on quiz next week then.
Yeah. Winner stays on.
And now the part of the episode we have all been waiting for.
So excited, man.
We're going on a big rant.
Yeah.
We're venting today.
Yes.
We are talking about things that annoy you. Little small things that shouldn't annoy you, but they do. So a couple of things have brought this on for each of us. We'll start with you, Melissa. What annoyed you this week that felt that you needed to come onto the podcast and vent?
I need to know if anybody else feels this way, because I personally feel like this is such an irrational thing to annoy me, but I just think it has absolutely no business being the way it is. Do you know what annoys me?
What?
Why is the Lisburn Road so long?
Right.
Tell me you feel the same.
I get it. I totally get it.
It literally goes on and on forever. And it's even longer because of the traffic.
It's busy.
And also, is it the longest road in Belfast? Because it feels like it.
I don't know if it's the longest road in Belfast, but it's long.
Starts
like it's up there.
Down when you like come past Alibi and you scoot up onto it, right?
Uh-huh.
You're on it until you're in Finnegay. Like, it's so long. Yeah,
yeah. Even just up to the point where the King's Hall is, that's still long.
Yeah.
Like, that is a long road.
Yeah.
However, parking on it, not that bad. You can generally always get a space on the Lisburn
not
Road.
Not up around Cookie Box.
No. Well, no, not up around there.
No.
But like where Eddie Rockets is, I can, you know, yeah. like across the road from
I
Eddie Rockets.
I can always get a space outside.
Always get a space there, yeah.
This actually comes on to something that really annoys me. And I've noticed that a lot of mine have to do with driving. So I've been on the Lisburn Road quite a bit recently because I go there to get my hair cut and stuff. And I'm not kind of painting everyone with the same brush that lives in and around that area, in Malone Road and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the last couple of times that I've been on the Lisburn Malone Road sort of area, and I've been kind enough to let people come up a one-way street, or maybe it's a two-way street, but there's cars parked and there's not enough room. They have not waved and said thank you.
Yes, hate that.
That is a massive, massive annoyance.
It annoys the life out of me. If I am,
I actually want to ram my car into the back of them.
Wow.
If I'm kind enough to let you come up, at least just a little finger above the steering wheel.
One of them.
Just thank you.
One of them. Just a wee cheers, mate. Thank you.
Or even a wee flick of the headlights.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a big cheers, mate. Thank you. That was really sound. It just needs to be.
Do you want to know what I do? If somebody lets me pull in front of them, I'm like, hand up. Hazard lights on, hand up again.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're almost inconveniencing them again by trying to thank them.
Just in case they don't see the hand up. I got to do it and then I got to do it again. Like, where's the courtesy?
It's so annoying. And let me tell you something. See, if I let you out and you don't say thank you, I will call you everything under the sun.
Yeah. No, let me.
Like I will.
Let me tell you about, like, I'm not somebody who gets angry easily. In fact, it takes a lot to like make me actually like so angry.
Mm-hmm.
But ages ago, when Scott was in America and I was coming to pick him up at the airport. So do you know a merging lane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They exist for a reason, to let traffic merge onto the motorway from a road. It's called the merging lane for a reason. Most cars are supposed to pull up into the next lane and let you in so that traffic can move seamlessly and smoothly. That is what I learned in my driving test. That is what I've always believed. I move out of the way for cars. Let's see here. I was coming up the merging lane.
Yeah.
Coming to merge on to the motorway. A woman who was supposed to move out of the way for me looked into my car, shook her head.
No.
Nope.
No.
And drove
I
on.
Rammed her off the road.
I was so frustrated. I was like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, not only are you being an actual a-hole, but you, like, that's not right. That's not how the road works. Like, you're supposed to move.
Yeah.
She decided that she didn't want to let me in.
Yeah.
How ludicrous. And do you know what the thing was? It was slow traffic the whole way. So I sat behind her the whole way.
It enhanced her journey by zero.
By nothing.
Yeah.
Other than just being nasty for no reason. And I was just like, but I wasn't trying to butt in front of you. I hadn't cut up. You know when somebody cuts up the fast lane and tries to butt in?
Yeah.
I was in the merging lane.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This is where I wanted to flip it on its head, right? And say that whenever you're coming up the roadworks and there's a lane closure and the two lanes come into one, if I'm sitting in a queue of traffic because I've been able to preempt that this is happening and somebody drives right up beside me and tries to get in at the very last minute, not happening.
No.
I understand that is a merging lane, but no, sir.
Apparently, see, I used to be like, oh, that's so rude. Apparently, you're supposed to use that lane right up until they cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
So you should go up the fast lane and you should
but
cut in at the end.
This is one of those things, right, where those people
are... I get too embarrassed.
Yeah, those people are 100% in the right, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm not letting you in just because I didn't have the stones to do that.
Yeah.
But that's why you're not getting in. It's a reflection on me, not you, but you're still not getting in.
I let them in.
Here's what happened to me last week that brought this episode on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Came out of Starbucks, had some coffees in my car, and I was going over... Do you know those pedestrian crossings that are like raised?
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about down at our shopping centre outside of Starbucks?
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, you're going to have a biscuit, are you? Crack on. No, you're fine.
It's going to be so nice.
It's not.
I had three coffee. I can pull her microphone down. It's grand.
I melt it under my tongue and it goes soft and then I...
Okay.
That's a weird thing to tell us.
Well, like, it's the only way to keep it silent while I'm on air.
It's not silent because you still hear...
No.
Anyway, don't. Right. So I drove up to this raised speed ramp / pedestrian crossing. Look at her trying to keep her head out of the way. And there was a girl walking up to the pedestrian crossing. Now, she was kind of at that distance where it's like, do I wait or do I not?
Yeah.
You know? And I thought, I've got coffees in the car here. Don't want to spill them by flying over this speed ramp.
Yeah.
So we'll wait, mm-hmm. right? So this girl walks up to the pedestrian crossing, stops,
mm-hmm.
and goes on her phone, standing at the pedestrian crossing, right? And I was kind of sitting there for like 10 seconds and I thought, nah.
Zebra crossing.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of thought, nah, not having this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would have beeped. I don't beep regularly, but I would have beeped.
It's one of those things that happens like so quickly that you don't realise that you should have done that. So anyway, I went to go. And just as I went to go, she got off her phone and put it in her purse. And I thought, all right, she's going to go here. I'll wait. And then she went into a bag, like a shopping bag she had, and started arsing around in there. And I thought, no, like I'm not having this. So I went to go again. And eventually she went. And I just thought, if you're at a pedestrian crossing, walk across it, do what you got to do at the other side. Yeah. Do not walk up to a pedestrian crossing and start reading your messages. And
Do you know what infuriates me? And I hate it so much. See if someone is walking. I think in the States they call it jaywalking.
Jaywalking, just ride out across the road.
When there's lights 10 yards away.
Yes, oh, I hate that.
Don't do it. And see people who do it with like a pram.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just see, by the time you're waiting on a space to walk through the lanes, you could have walked down, crossed the road, through the lights, and gotten to where you needed to
be. And here's, again, on that point, right? Here's something. I'm going to try not to get myself in trouble here, right? But there are people out there in the world who would consider themselves hard men, right? Melissa would call them bad boys.
Bad boys.
Bad boys. There's people out there who are bad boys who feel like they can just cross the road at any stage, right? You can be as hard as you want. A car's going to hurt.
Yeah.
All right. If you just, the car might slow down for you, it might not hit you. But if you just do that at random points in life, eventually.
Have you ever had somebody walk out in front of you and just hold their hand up and be like, no, wait there, you wait. Happened to me last week, and I thought.
Really?
I think he was under the influence.
Right, okay.
But I just thought, you're going to get yourself killed.
Yeah.
We were fast moving cars.
Yeah.
He just stepped out.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you can be as hard or as under the influence as you want, but a car is going to hurt you. Like, that is a moving piece of
the thing
machinery.
If as the driver, you would take fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just so stressful. Like, I had to slam my brakes on so hard.
Anything
still
else?
Still didn't beat my horn.
I feel like we've got another round in us, do we? Have you got anything else you want to add?
I've got loads. I hear people that don't like text with proper English. That
know,
talk
like
what
time are you saving?
First year, like is L-Y-K or what the crack? Or...
I don't have anybody like that.
Do you not?
No.
I remember seeing the meme that was going around. It was like, what are you doing with all that time you're saving?
I know,
Do you know, like, what do you do with that time? Do you just sit there and send more messages? Like, here's one that got me yesterday. This literally happened to me yesterday, right? Went to a cash machine. I was next in the queue behind this person to this person. Card in, gets the money out, counts the money, puts it in the wallet.
Yeah.
Another card out into the machine, right? And I thought, okay, fair enough, that's grand. Some people have two bank accounts, whatever. Money out into the machine. Went to go walk away. Came back with a third card. And I just thought, nah.
Mm.
I feel like there should be etiquette there where you go to the back of the queue every time you've used one card.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? Back of the queue, then you're back in again, and then back of the queue again. Yeah. Three times because you're inconveniencing me.
Indicators are another one for me.
Yeah.
I think I've spoke about this before.
Yeah, we have.
We definitely have.
So we've done this episode before.
I think we did pet peeves or something episode.
No, well, we did an episode called Don't Get Me Started, and it was Don't Get Me Started on this or that or whatever. That was back in series one, where I admitted to not using my indicators when I should.
But it's people for me who leave their indicators on. How do you not hear the ticking?
Oh my goodness. How does it not drive you insane? They leave it on the whole way down the road.
Yeah.
And if they leave the right one on and you want to overtake them, you don't know if you can because they could pull into you at any time.
Yeah.
We should do an episode like this once a season.
Just vent. Yeah.
The difference in this episode and the last one we did was that we've asked you, our lovely listeners, for the things that really, really upset you, and you have delivered.
Yeah.
You have delivered.
We have
Let's go through them.
Rachel said, people who wait until their shopping is bagged before looking for their purse.
Yes, you see, yeah. I said this to Ashley last night.
I don't know why that's annoying. Is that not what you're supposed to do?
No, well, have everything out.
Ready, while the person at the shop is bagging your shopping, get your purse out.
I'm talking about, like, I'm bagging my shopping. No, I don't, like, I don't put every item away before I get my purse. I'm bagging my shopping, and then she tells me the total, so I get my purse out and I pay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And while I'm waiting for that to go through in my receipts, I bag the last little bit.
Yeah. I assume this is whenever...
Is that what that means, no?
I assume this is when you're at the spa and they bag it for you.
Yeah.
So I assume while they're bagging your items, you get your purse out, not wait until they hand you the bag and then you go, all right, okay, so, you know.
Another thing that really annoys me, and sorry, just off the back of this, people who go into, like, Tesco Expresses, spas, and get their monthly shopping.
Like a petrol station?
Go to a supermarket. Like, it's just so annoying.
Get that.
Kelly Brown says, bad manners.
I totally agree.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think that's a pet. Like, I don't think that's a small thing that should get you annoyed, you know?
I think it can. Over time, it can definitely get you annoyed. You know, if somebody doesn't say thank you, or if people are just rude.
Yeah.
Do you know?
We've got Laura McKeown, who says people who don't wear their mask correctly. Again, wear it or don't.
Yeah, I know.
But if you're going to wear it right. Don't, like, it's whenever you go into the shop and you see people who have it, like, down over their nose.
Yeah.
It's, like,
I see more of that than people wearing it right these days. So.
Yeah. But that is people just trying to be like, I'm wearing a mask, you know. Yeah. You know, they're wearing a mask for show and not for what they're supposed to be wearing it for.
But I'm not even going to get into it.
It's going to upset you, is it?
Yeah.
Who else is on there, Connor?
Hannah Lizzie. Hannah says, people that walk really slow in front of you happens in town all the time.
I think I am one of those people.
Really?
No, don't get me wrong. I've been behind people before and I thought, this is ridiculous, I need to overtake.
Yeah.
But I am naturally not a speed walker. As you know, I put my back out when I go for a walk with my mum and my sister. So, maybe they're setting an unrealistic standard, and maybe I do walk at a normal pace. I'm not sure.
There should be a fast lane when it comes to walking. Like,
I
in
totally
the city
agree.
Centre, there should be a fast lane.
I would never join it. Well, actually, I maybe would if there were really slow people, but I don't know.
See, it was in the news a while back that in city centres in the UK, they're making, like, a texter's lane for walking, so people who can walk in this lane on their phone. But I feel like we don't need that. We need a fast lane.
That's pathetic.
Isn't it? Yeah, just get off your phone.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to dip into everything that upsets Connor's girlfriend here.
Hilarious.
Liv has, like, posted a lot.
I think she's done 10. No, she's done 8.
Connor, I want to know, will any of these have been secretly aimed at you?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Connor says, I'm not allowed to do anymore. Oh, that was actually...
Yeah, she came up and she's like, I posted loads of stuff in your wee box thing. And I went and looked and I was like, stop doing that. There's too many.
See, I'd said this to Ashley. I said to Ashley last night. I was looking through them and I was like, so Liv has just posted a lot of stuff. I wonder if it's directed at Connor. And then Ashley was like, can we do that? And I was like, well, what do you mean? And she's then posted one further down the list about something I do that annoys her. But we'll go through Liv's first,
Liv,
all right?
Liv has put one that I couldn't agree more with.
Let me guess. Go ahead, sorry.
No, it's the... when people park their cars over two spaces.
Get that.
Do you know, like, we're in Belfast city centre.
Mm.
Spaces are few and far between.
Yeah.
Stop parking over two, you selfish man. Or lady.
Bad boy.
Like, seriously, give the rest of us a chance.
What else is there?
So people who don't say thank you when you hold the door open for them.
That really annoys me.
However, people who hold the door when you're too far away, that you then have to run.
Happy
it's
medium.
It's like that awkward in between.
People who sit on their phone when you're talking to them or when you're out for food. That's something I'd love to do. Like, I think there's people put their phones or something in the middle of the table and whoever nips for their phone pays for the bill.
Yeah. I've never done that, but I would always put my phone down when I went for food, like face down, so a notification doesn't even flash up and distract you.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you ask Curtis and I how much we sit on our phone when we do the breakfast show together, that's a whole other level.
It is a lot, to be fair. But
it's 4 hours in the morning. And
it's that time in the morning.
You're looking for content.
Yeah.
We're still... can't speak. Curtis says it shocks him how I am listening.
She's got this real ability to listen to what you're saying while not focusing at all, right? So if we're going to we'll pre-record a wee bit heading into the news just to keep the timings right.
Yeah.
And I'll say, right, so what you're going to say is, here's the two songs we're playing after. So say it's like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez or something, right?
Because that was controversial, wasn't it? On this side.
Yeah.
the two people I could have picked. So I'll be like, Melissa, Melissa, and she'll be like, yeah, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Which is like, she's shown no interest in anything I've said up to that point, but she's heard it. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, I think that's just rude, sitting on your phone. And don't get me wrong, I do it. Ashley shouts at me for it all the time, but
I really wouldn't do it while out for food. I think if you've booked to go for dinner with someone, usually it's either your other half and you're like, you're on date night. I think even more so now, you haven't been on date night in ages.
Yeah.
Or it's your besties and you're having a catch up. You should not be on your phone. What was the point meeting them to catch up if you were going to sit in your phone?
Yeah,
that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Who else have we got on there? So they're all still live, aren't they? They're all still she sent a lot. People who park their cars over two spaces, we've had that. People who park beside a petrol pump but they're not getting petrol. I have done that.
I've never done that in my whole life.
I get petrol and then move the space.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No,
if I'm going into the shop to get stuff.
No, I wouldn't do that.
If I'm getting like petrol, like just petrol, I'll just go in, get it and come back. But if I'm going into the shop to get petrol and other things,
so
I'll move.
That's extremely courteous.
The petrol, I'm the opposite, because the petrol station that I go to, if there's no spaces, I will park at a pump and not use it.
No, you won't.
Yeah. Courteous. I've done that, like, yeah.
I can say hands down, I've never done that in my whole
life. Well, where
life.
Else do you park?
You wait.
There's
you
no
wait?
Space. Yeah. Sit there and wait. No, there's spaces at the pumps.
But I think I brought this up once before in the podcast. It must have been season one. I did not know this. And ever since the man yelled at me, I feel confused at all times. Yes, I know it in the petrol pump stations where there's arrows saying entry, exit.
Yeah.
Did you know you're supposed to go in one way and out the other way in all
No, that's not
stations?
True. I don't
he
think that's
said,
right.
He said, it's clockwise. What are you doing? I went in the closest entrance to me.
That's wrong. That's wrong information. If it's a one-way system, there will be something in place that says it's a one-way system.
No, because somebody told me, yeah, do you not know that?
I don't think that's right. I've never heard that in my life.
No.
If there's nothing that says no entry, then you can go in that way.
Well, he yelled at me. He said, you come in the wrong way.
Well, do you know what you should have did? You should have said, show me where it says I come in the wrong way.
Well, I just felt because he was older, maybe he knew the petrol pump etiquette before I did.
No, he was just a cranky old man by the sounds of things.
Well, if that is right, can you let us know, please?
Another one here, which is right up Melissa Street. Not rinsing dirty dishes before stacking beside the sink.
I totally agree.
And setting dishes.
I just hate dishes in the sink. I just hate it. Yeah.
This is the same one. This is from someone called Quirks and Chaos. The same one that Connor's just read out, except setting dishes beside the sink when there's a basin full of water for washing them.
Yeah, if I did wash dishes in the sink. But I showed Scott, was it on Sunday night? Yeah, I was having a wee glass of wine. I was like, look at these glasses. I washed these in the sink just for like quickness, I guess. I wasn't putting on a full dishwasher load. Yeah. I was like, look at the water stains. And I dried them with the tea towel. The only way to get dishes clean in our house is... not the washing machine. The dishwasher.
Can you imagine? Sticks her dishes in the washing machine.
The dishwasher. They come out shining every time. But I've told you, I think the water is so hard. I've never seen anything like it. The water stains are just a joke.
Yeah. Will we do one more?
We could do a few more because I've put it up on my Instagram as well. And there's a couple of good ones there.
So one more left on the What's Happening podcast Instagram from Ashley. Curtis leaving every single door open.
Yeah, cupboard doors. So I have this thing, and I do it, and I understand why it frustrates Ashley. But if I'm doing the dishes, when I'm finished doing the dishes, I'll set the tea towel down and walk out of the room, and she'll walk in, and like the cupboard doors will be open.
Why would you not close them?
The drawers are open and everything. I forget.
What?
I literally forget. So I leave them open whenever I'm putting the stuff away. And then whenever whenever I finish the last dish and put it away, I'm kind of like, happy days, job done. And then I leave the room and forget the clothes.
All like a look around the room. Do you not think something doesn't look right here?
I don't do a look around the room. I just leave.
That's so funny.
I do understand why it annoys her. I really do. But I have a really bad habit. So she has, I've put up on my Instagram as well, right? And she's also sent another one, which is me not pronouncing letters right, okay?
Right.
So... for example, Tesla, the car, I pronounce it Tesla. So I think I'm quite slack with my S's.
Okay.
And I say
like T-E-Z for you.
Yeah. So for example, disability, I would say disability.
Oh, why?
Like, but faster, it's just like disability, if you know what I mean. And she's kind of like, that's not right. And it really, really grinds her gears. A friend of mine, Paul, says people in work who don't take the bin out, they just keep firing stuff on top of it.
Yeah, that really annoys me.
In my old job, that used to be a thing we had where the person who made the bin collapse is the one who had to take it out.
That's what? Wild.
So you would set stuff onto the bit, like whenever it was overflowing.
Surely if you it would put smell something, so bad.
I mean, it did, like, oh, man, did, no. But yeah, so I wouldn't do it in my house. Like, I wouldn't do it in my house. Let me see. When I'm in a cafe and you pick a bun and they give you the worst looking one of the batch.
Why don't they give you the big one?
I know.
Yeah, they never
why
do,
don't
do
they give you the big one?
Because you're looking,
you know,
at it.
There's been a time in my life where I said, can I please have the big one?
Yeah.
Like, just give me the big one.
Do they give you it when you ask
yeah.
for it?
Yeah. They can't say no. You're paying for
well,
it. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you just turned around to them and said, could I have that one there, please? Like,
I've only ever had the balls to ask for it once.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I say that?
Yeah, crack on. You're on.
But like every single time I want the big one.
Apparently you can like go to McDonald's and ask for like a freshly cooked burger, fresh chips.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard about that.
You probably have to wait though. Like, you
yeah.
probably, which
time
is
they
fair
charge
enough. Yeah.
Me extra for the McFlurry sauce and then give me less than ever. So I don't, I imagine they pick some out of the bin.
We actually went to Tesco's the other night to get a tub of caramel sauce. So then when we get McFlurries, we have like more caramel sauce in the house to pour onto it.
You can buy
smart
McDonald's
move.
Caramel sauce?
No, just random caramel sauce.
I was like, what? Where? Because there is a McDonald's at the Knocknagunny Tesco,
yeah.
And I just made that correlation.
People who stand and chat in the middle of shopping mall aisles.
Yeah. No, do you know what? That doesn't annoy me as much as cars who chat. Like, they come meet each other on
yeah.
a small
roll
country
the windows
road,
down, yeah.
Roll the windows down. You can't move. You can't go around them. You would need to literally go down the ditch and into the field and then round. Like, what are you thinking?
Do you know who is like who does that a lot? Again, not painting people with the same brush.
Sounds like you might be.
Taxi drivers.
Yeah.
Constantly. Taxi drivers kind of think they own the road.
Yeah.
When they don't.
I'm just not going to say in case I ever need to get a taxi.
I'm not saying anything.
It was all Connor. None of us think that. We think you're great lads all together, so you are. Right, one that's come up the most, though, the sound of people chewing food.
Yeah.
Which is like...
We all know how much I hate that.
One of my mates, Scott, has actually sent me... I'm going to look at it and see here. Yeah, he sent me a message saying, I actually remember the time you walked out of your kitchen because your brother was eating too loud. And I would do that. Like, if I'm in a room where somebody's chewing too loud, I'll leave.
Yeah.
I've told you before, my boyfriend chews loud.
Yeah. Do you ever just leave the room? Do you ever just like
no.
go, no, thank you, not today, and then
he's
leave?
He's gotten a lot better. Like, because
he's living with you, Nani. Happy
yeah,
wife, happy life.
He's very much like, is that nice? Sounds nice. You know,
it's the passive aggressiveness that I love.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that thing that like the shopping aisles. I was telling you about that the other day, where there was. So do you know the cages that they have like the stuff on that they're putting out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the workers in Tesco's had left it at like the end of the aisle, so there was like a very narrow gap at the end of the aisle where you could get out. And a woman and her daughter just stopped there and chat.
Yeah.
And there was like a queue of maybe like four or five of us waiting to get past him. And instead of any one of the people who was there going, "Excuse me, could you move, please?" we all just went. And walked right back up the aisle and out the other way.
I can't believe that. I would just say, excuse me, sorry.
I know, but that's like the most passive aggressive thing.
No!
Everybody went,
yeah.
And just went the other
way. But you know what's so weird? Like, why are we as a nation the way we are? Because people are like so offended if you say, excuse me, sorry. I'm trying to, in the politest way, say, would you mind moving, please?
Yeah.
Because, not because I'm saying move, a-hole. Because I'm saying, excuse me, please, because I have as much right to this aisle as you do.
Yeah. Aisles are not a place for a chat either.
No.
Take it outside, do your shopping, and then meet your friend outside after and have a chat. Not a place for a catch-up. Anything else to add before we wrap up then?
I'm sure there's loads.
There's loads that we've probably missed.
Yeah.
So you can let us know what they are on the What's Happening Podcast Instagram. That is at What's Happening Podcast. You can also go there to be this week's Listener of the Week, month, or indeed season.
Yearly
listener of the podcast. Listener of the podcast. Melissa, who or how can someone be Listener of the Week?
All you have to do is send us a little message, just a little DM.
That's it. Yes,
I love how she's like just went away from the there's many
there are
ways.
Many ways, because there's not, because there's literally two.
Well, or you can head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review and write something nice.
Anyway, that is it from us this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Coffee as it should be.
Available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra stores across Northern Ireland.